DMs open at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always shoot us a DM. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see if we can help you.
There's going to be some opinions.
And I don't know if this individual who DM'd us is wanting help. Part of me thinks maybe he does. But part of me thinks he's just doing it to clear his conscience.
Okay, so here we go. I'm writing this to purge it. Please keep me anonymous. I know everyone who hears it's going to have something negative to say about my actions, but please hear me out.
Okay.
Cheating on my wife makes me a better husband.
Okay.
I know it sounds ludicrous, but it really does. Every time I spend time with another woman, I end up feeling terribly guilty, and I turn into the best husband ever. My guilt is the ultimate motivator.
Okay.
I'm so much more affectionate and patient with my wife, and the thought of losing her makes me value her even more. I've been married going on 7 years, and this has been going on for the last 3 or so years. I know it's not ideal, but doesn't the end justify the means? I built a deck on our house because I felt guilty. I always put my wife first. I'd never choose anyone over her, but every now and then, not more than once a month, when she's not around, I have fun elsewhere, but come back as a super husband. I'm always very safe and careful as far as protection, and most of the time, it's when I'm out of town for work. My marriage has never been better since I started messing around on the side.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to agree that that's not the best plan in being a super husband. How about you just be a super husband without cheating?
Chris texts in and says, I can't wait to present this approach to my wife. I'm sure she'll be excited. Man, are we serious here?
I know. I was shocked and befuddled as to why anyone would send that, because I was just thinking, once you type it and you're looking at it,
yeah,
like you're reading your words, and that didn't like really paint it in a different light for him and maybe give him new perspective that, hey, I'm a jerk,
mm-hmm,
and I shouldn't be doing this.
Jennifer says, gosh, I wish y'all wouldn't keep his identity a secret. What a horrible, sorry excuse of a man. Well, here's the thing. I don't want his wife to hear it like this. Like that.
Yes.
Like I feel like that's not fair to her. I mean,
no.
Okay. Sorry. It's not fair to what's happening, period.
No, but
and
maybe,
she doesn't deserve that.
Maybe by reading this on the air, maybe he will hear all these strong reactions, and maybe that is what's going to realize and make him realize that this is not the best way to put himself through great husband training.
Yeah. Miranda said, my 3-year-old even said, wow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Even 3-year-olds understand that is not the way to become a quote better husband.
Right.
If you put as much energy as you do sneaking around, mm-hmm, on your wife.
Yes.
On your wife.
Yes.
Then maybe you could be a better husband just by putting that energy into the person you've been married to for 7 years.
I mean, you said yourself, you don't want to lose her. Well, guess what, genius? If she ever catches wind of what you've been doing, she's out.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Absolutely.
You are going to lose her.
Yeah, Megan said, everyone who got a new deck recently should call in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And Missy was like, never been more thankful that my husband does not travel for work.
Never been more thankful that my husband doesn't construct decks.
Yes, that too. Listen, I know it could get lonely if you travel and everything, but telling yourself that, hey, it's okay to step outside of my marriage because I come back even better than I was before is not a valid reason to justify that action. There's no justification for stepping outside of your marriage ever, period. If you're not happy, you get out. Otherwise, you invest in your marriage.
Yep. So I don't, and maybe he's just looking for attention. Maybe he's just wanting like him to be under this shroud of anonymity and, you know, smiling an evil smile to himself that he's just having fun.
He thinks by putting it out there in the universe that, you know, oh, well, at least I'm admitting it.
Right.
And now I can purge it off my chest. Riley says, go see a therapist. No other women. You have a problem.
Yeah. He might be, admitted it on a radio show.
Right. Oh, okay. So it's fine.
Oh, I mean, the text line lighting up.
Yeah, for sure. So,
Allie says he can kick rocks.
Men are texting in, never build a deck, # best husband ever. There it is. You know what? I can admit to my wife, I've never built a deck either. So, you know what? We're good.
Yep.
We're good.
All right.
Well, I don't know if you have comments or not. Feel free to call or text 502-571-9970. Really hope this is an opportunity for him to hear all of these negative comments.
Let's reexamine our methods of being a better husband, and like, let's just cut out the cheating part, and how about just try to be a good husband? How about that?
Guess what? Best opportunity to start turning it around is right now.
Right now.
Yep, you can do it. You can do it. All right, that is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.